And go. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, our loyal podcast fans.
That was good.
I'm sorry, I won't talk like that.
You're talking like that the whole time. Hi, episode 2, I'm passing away. How is everyone tonight?
So, it's Tuesday, and we're just recording a pod. We, the first, you know, we got some positive reviews. Some peeps thought it was funny.
Just a few.
I mean, I thought it was funny. I was listening. I was laughing. If I do say so myself.
Oh my god.
Is this heroin?
Put that away.
Excuse. We're gonna cut that out. Sorry.
Anyway,
we're not cutting it out.
So yeah, we don't really have an idea for this one, but I mean, we're here.
We could play Uno.
we live.
Uno live.
Uno live. No video.
We just talk about it.
You just hear us going, skip. God damn it.
It doesn't work with two people. We have like 50 cards.
I used to play Uno like alone, like with someone else, like just me and them all the time.
That's like the least fun way sad. To play Uno. What are the only 2-person card games are War and
Go fuck yourself.
Go fat. They're gonna say go fish. go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself. two of them.
Anyway, two of them. Yeah, we drank a bit, but not too much.
I didn't.
Okay, I've only had 3 shots. I was only gonna have 2 of them, but I had 3 because I took one and then I had to do the two of them joke.
Two of them challenge.
So I had to two of them the challenge.
The two of them challenge where you take exactly 2 shots.
Where you take 2 sips. Take 2 sips, send 2 sips.
I feel like someone posted like a tweet recently that was like some challenge. Oh, it was the like,
ice bucket challenge?
No, it was Clyde tweeted the ISIS challenge. And it was like,
really?
I smiling or something like that. Or I, like, the challenge was like to take a picture of yourself smiling.
Clyde
or something.
Is,
and oh, I called it the ISIS
and
challenge.
He was like, I posted a picture of myself smiling on Instagram and lost like 30 followers or something. No, Clyde is so funny. He makes me laugh. But shout out to Clyde. Isn't he the one that has the ISIS flag? Yeah, he is. He's
know,
like, what would you, he's
true.
Like, you go on a Tinder date. He brings you back. You go in his room. He has an ISIS flag. What do you do? What do you fucking do?
Jesus fucking Christ.
I go, hell yeah. I go, where'd you get that? Can I have one?
Can I have one? That's fucked up somewhere.
ISIS doesn't, like, exist anymore, so it's okay to joke about it.
You're a bad person.
No, ISIS doesn't really exist. Like, ISIS fell off.
Oh, really? Not enough people joined. Do you remember those girls? Those, like, 2 high school girls who were like, I don't want to do my homework, Mom. I'm joining ISIS. And they, like, tried to join ISIS.
In the U.S.?
Yeah, I don't know who they were. They wanted to run away from home and, like, join ISIS.
I don't remember that, but I remember some posts where I thought it was an Onion post, and it was just
guy, the goddamn truth.
No, it was like, guy who joins ISIS just to see what it was about. Like, just to see what's
And it
up.
Wasn't an Onion post?
No, it wasn't. It just reminds me of when I, like, tweet something dumb, and I'm like, want to go to prison just to see what's up. Like, just want to join ISIS just to see what's up.
Oh my god. But yeah, we don't really have a plan for this one. We read Yelp reviews last time, but this time I was gonna tell, like, Uber stories. I don't know if that's stupid.
I found a knife. I could just knife Blake.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife.
Oh my god, it is!
I could just knife Blake and, like, we can see how much noise he makes.
Episode 3, you're just by yourself.
We could just cut ourselves and cry.
Oh my god, smart.
I'm just kidding, I've never cut myself for the record.
Just on record. I was gonna tell, like, Uber stories, but I don't know if that's, like, stupid, but I'm gonna do
tell
it anyway.
Tell the what happened this weekend. That was funny.
Okay, I have a tweet about this, so if you want to go look up the tweet, there's photo evidence that this happened to me.
At ultra slut. Ultra whore.
at wine whore. What else did he say?
Ultra harlot.
Oh my god. Anyway, so I take an Uber to work every day and back every day if I don't get a ride from my friends. And I had to, like, go to work, obviously. And so I called an Uber. But I called it early because I wanted to, like, get like a Red Bull or something. Like,
what time was it?
It was like, it was 9:30 a.m.
When you were telling me this story, I thought this was a coming home drunk late at night story. Nope. That makes it even more fucked up.
It was like
up.
On my way to work at 9:30 a.m.
That makes it so much more fucked up. You have no idea.
I like left early because there's a Fry's next to my work and I wanted to like stop in and get a Red Bull. But anyway, so on my way like to work, the Uber driver who seemed like he hadn't slept in like fucking days and he looked really itchy, like like really fucking itchy, he like was like, hey, can we stop at like a Circle K, like I just want to get some like breakfast. And I was like, I wanted a Red Bull anyway, so I was like, yeah, it's fine, I don't care. And I also thought he was gonna like stop the ride when we got there, so it might be cheaper too. I don't know. Anyway,
what if you said no? What if you're like, I don't have time for this shit?
I think it would have been fine. Like, he would have been like, oh, okay then.
I'll do it afterwards.
Yeah. Which,
well, also,
yeah.
Why can you not wait? Like, you can't wait 10 minutes till a ride's done and put it on pause.
Yeah, I don't
is
know.
Is he
why.
Saving money by doing that, not wasting time?
I don't know why he did that, but I said it was fine. And so we walk in like together. He was like cool. He was fine. He just like looked fucking itchy and like he hadn't slept in 4 days. But like, I don't know. I'm like fine with people like that. I know a lot of people like that. Just kidding. But I was like, yeah, it's fine. And so we walked into like a Circle K and I like went straight to like the Red Bull section and got my fucking summer flavored ocean water ass like fucking Red Bull.
What?
And then you know how the new Red Bull tastes like Sonic Ocean Water?
It's called Ocean Water?
No, it's called like Summer.
What is Sonic Ocean Water?
It's like a blue beverage from Sonic that's like coconut and powdered.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about those neuro drinks.
No, no.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway, so I went to go get the Red Bull I wanted, and I like checked out, and then I was like waiting outside for him to be done, and I was like confused because he was taking a long time. So I walked back inside, and he was by the fucking hot dog, like. Fucking grills, what do you call them, like the fucking Turners, the fucking, you know what I mean, like the places where there's fucking hot dogs in the gas station or whatever. And he took like 4 hot dogs and like put them in one of those little fucking like cardboard like things and was like cutting them with one of the plastic knives, like just cutting all the hot dogs up into like little tiny fucking pieces. And he like covered them in like ketchup and mustard and like mayo, like completely covered them. And he was like, this is how you get more bang for your buck. And
he's saving money on one hot dog.
Yeah, because he got 4.
Oh shit, okay, that's.
He got 4 and cut them up.
That's kind of. That's like really crackhead behavior. That's like tweaker behavior.
I mean, yeah, he was definitely tweaking. I feel like I went over that when I said he was itchy.
No, but tweakers like know how to swing.
How to get 4 hot dogs for the price of one.
Cream, if you're listening, I bet you've done that. I'm just kidding.
So he was like cutting them up and he's like, this is how you get more bang for your buck. And then he like went up and like the lady was like, how many hot dogs is that? And he was like, 1. And I just started laughing.
Did the lady like,
she knew. She had to know. Like, okay, if you go to my Twitter, there's like a fucking picture of
it. But there's no way for her to prove it.
I mean, I don't think she wanted to fight with a tweaker at 9:30 a.m. Do you know what I mean?
Did you really take a picture of it?
Yeah. I swear you retweeted that.
Wait, I probably, yeah.
I fucking swear you retweeted that.
You took
that.
A picture of the hot dog?
Yeah, just go through my media. Right. But anyway, I was just standing there, like, laughing, and she was like, okay, that'll be $1.29. Mind you, I was almost fucking late to work, because him cutting up the fucking hot dogs literally took, like, fucking minutes upon minutes. Like, it took so fucking long, it was so annoying. Oh, I think it's, like, a little bit farther than that.
How long ago? Oh my god. Yeah, it looks like when my mom would make me beanie weenies and cut up hot dogs and put it in beans.
Mental
or
illness.
Mac and cheese. Nobody's mom
Ew.
Did that.
Beanie weenies and mac and cheese?
No. Okay, I just threw mac and cheese in there. I meant it's when you cut up hot dogs and put them in beans.
This is
beanie
making
weenies.
Me fucking sick.
I think
you can just buy that, like in a can.
I mean, maybe beanie weenies is a thing. But wait, what was I saying?
But anyway, yeah, I was almost late to fucking work. I was, like, toe-tapping, like, outside. I was, like, stomping my foot.
You shouldn't... If that was me, I would have said no.
I just, like...
You had to get a Red Bull anyway.
Yeah, like, I thought I was just... It, like, wasn't a big deal. I left, like, literally 30 minutes early because I wanted to, like, drink a Red Bull before work. Does that make me sound like a tweaker?
I mean, I just don't do anything early, so I don't know how to relate to that.
Yeah, but it was... I don't know. It was really fucking weird. And then I didn't want him to pull up right in front of my work because I already got bad vibes. So I, like, made him, like go to a different... Like, there's, like, a dry cleaner's next to my work. And I was like, oh, drop me off there. It's, like, connected to my work. I just, like, did a lie.
You're like, I work at the dry cleaner.
Yeah. I don't even think I was, like, smart enough to, like, do that lie. Like, I was like, oh, my work's connected to the dry cleaner. I don't know why I said that. And then I waited for him to drive away.
You're
and then I, like, went
to
my work. Yeah. It's fucking tragic.
I've had one Uber driver that I thought was, or Lyft, that I think I'm banned from Uber. I haven't used Uber for years. It just stopped working one day, and I think they banned me. I don't know why.
What?
Well, I didn't use it for like a year, and then I downloaded Uber and Lyft, and I was going to the airport with my brother, and Uber just was like, oh, it just told me it didn't work, and I'm pretty sure I got banned somehow.
Oh my god.
Anyway, fuck Uber, aren't they the ones that had the sexual assault thing or whatever? I don't like Uber.
Okay? I feel like both of them probably did. I had actually a fucked up, like when I was younger, when I was like 18, I had an Uber driver like masturbate.
Uber existed when you were 18?
Yeah.
You are young. Damn.
Oh my god, shut up. You're not surprised. I'm like, I had an Uber driver masturbating. Like, wow, you're so young. I was like coming home from a party.
Oh wait.
Do you remember this? I told you this.
Yeah, I think so.
I was like coming home from a party, and it was like in Scottsdale, and I was trying to get back to like fucking like Tempe, and it was like 5:30 a.m. and it was like the only fucking Uber around, because it was like a long time ago, right? It was like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So like there wasn't as many fucking like drivers or like whatever.
They weren't as prolific like, back then.
Yeah, in the area. And like he just shoved his like hand into his pants and was like masturbating, and me and my friend in the back seat were just like looking at each other really crazy.
You reported it, right?
Yeah, I reported it, and I got my money back, and they like sent me an email, and I got like hella free credit too. I got like a bunch of free
credit.
They're
like, please don't sue us.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Isn't that crazy though? But I didn't want to like do anything, because like I didn't want like get kicked out on the highway at 5:30.
You didn't?
I didn't do anything, like, in the car.
Yeah, no, I know, true.
But I was just, like, I was sitting there with, like, my jaw dropped. I was like, oh, my fucking God.
That reminds me of when Brianne and I were in a Lyft, and we got sideswiped on the freeway. And we're just, like, we were pulled off in a shoulder by an exit on a freeway in a Lyft, just waiting in the backseat while he exchanges information with this guy. And we were on our way to Grid Search. Like, we were trying to see a set, and we missed it. And it was, like, I understand if it took, like, 5 seconds, but it was taking so long.
Oh, for context, Grid Search is a local techno warehouse party that doesn't exist anymore in our area. But continue.
I will say no further comments about this local rave.
But continue.
Anyway, but yeah, so it was taking so long, so I get out of the car, and I'm like, hey, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but we have somewhere to be. Like, we have to go
to a techno rave.
Yeah, no, and I'm thinking, like, what do I do? Call a Lyft and have the pickup location be on the exit of the freeway? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm, like, trapped. I'm like, I just want to fucking get out of here. It's not my fault that you suck at driving and couldn't get off on the exit without sideswiping another car. Like, fucking idiot. Jeez. And I felt bad. He, like, apologized profusely. He's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's fine. In my brain, I'm like, you fucking idiot! I'm just kidding. I wasn't that mad. But, also, I was going to tell one other Lyft story. I had a Lyft driver once there's only one time where I swear he was either drunk or on drugs. So he picks me up, and he, like, they have no real excuse for taking a complete wrong turn in the wrong direction when they have GPS.
Like, on the app, too.
Yeah, yeah. And so he just turned the wrong way on Hayden. And I was like, oh, no, it's that way. And he was like, oh, no. And then he almost drove over the median in the middle of the road. This is when I was taking lifts, like, every day. So I was bound to have something weird happen at one point.
I mean, that's fucking me right now.
Yeah, and he was just... He just started to, like, he was, like, joking, and he almost started to drive, maybe he wasn't joking, but he almost started to drive over the median, and he just seemed fucked up. Like, he was talking to me, and I just, like, felt really unsafe. I should have reported it, but maybe he was just, like, that was just his personality.
Imagine all the other people he gave rides to, like, that night, or, like, when was it, like, during the day or some shit?
No, it was that night, but it wasn't that late. It was probably, like, 9 or 10. I was going to the Vine to hang out with Christine.
I had a Uber driver. This was, like, a sick, like, really cool experience. I had an Uber driver that, like, picked me and, like, Logan and Brie up from, like, the Monarch downtown Phoenix. And, like, he had, like, just, like, you know how, like, Uber drivers have, like, water in their car?
Some. The good ones.
Yeah, they have, like, water. They're like, do
gum,
you want water?
Candy, water yeah. Snacks?
He had, like, fucking, like...
Charger?
He had, like, fucking Modelo's.
Oh, no, he did not.
Literally. He had them in his, like...
He did not!
He had them in his trunk, and his trunk was, like, open. He's like, you guys want Modelo's?
He's like, hey, fellow kids.
And we weren't 21 yet either. So like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, fellow kids, you want to illegally drink in a vehicle underage?
Literally. Yeah. I think we were like fucking rolling or something.
That's
too.
That's pretty sick.
So we thought it was
Did
like.
Did you drink them?
Yes. Are you crazy? Well,
wait, how have you never told me this story?
I don't think it's like that noteworthy. I mean, it's really cool that happened, I guess. And illegal.
I wonder. Imagine
legality is not, not.
Imagine if you guys were like snitches and you just like reported or called the police.
I feel like he was just lying. Be like, that's not true. Do you know what I mean? How do they Mabes. Know? How do they fucking know? But yeah, I don't fucking know. let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Have you guys heard the new Halsey song?
Yeah. So. Blake doesn't like Halsey. I like her. Sorry for any of the non-pop music fans out there.
Anyway, I don't think that's the argument.
But also, Halsey's pretty much known to be bad and shitty. Like, if you ask any random person on the street what they think of Halsey, you know, they're gonna be like, the bad music, you know, not good, yeah. Not good songs, embarrassing person, embarrassing persona.
Sounds like you're roasting everything her more than like about me.
Her. No, but I don't know. I like her. I saw her at Coachella. I really liked her. Blake's like kind of, you know, not a Halsey fan.
Okay, let me really get my fucking point in. Number one, Halsey's
skirt.
Halsey's fucking corny. Obviously, like fucking fuck her music. Like she's corny and blah blah blah.
But however, you like lots of corny
however,
shit though.
However,
it's not like corny's a deal breaker for you. We love corny shit.
Yeah, but Halsey's like different corny. Halsey's like
cringe corny.
Halsey's like we live in a society. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, she's like, why don't the hotels have shampoo for black people?
Yeah. Like, she's like, hotel shampoo is racist.
It's like, no, you're just stupid.
No, Halsey, but her new song. So I will, like, really give her some fucking credit. I watched, like, her interview with Zach Sang, and I got posted, like, yesterday. And, like, I thought that her new song being a fucking bop was, like, an accident. Because I really feel like on her new song.
Accidental bop. Accidental banger.
I feel like on her new song, she really, like, found her sound. It has, like, a tattoo vibe. It has, like, a Nine Inch Nails vibe to it.
Does it?
Yeah. Like, the chorus does. But, like, she was on the Zach Sang show, which I, like, sometimes watch because I'm, like, a corny-ass bitch, obviously. And she was like, I really just, like, love this song because, like, people who normally think my music's bad, like, love it.
She was like, I like it because it's making more people that usually hate me like me.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't write this one for the fans. I wrote this one for everyone else. And I was like,
wait, she said the opposite of that on that Pandora thing that I heard. She was like, I wrote this for the fans at my concert that are crazy.
I thought you said she wrote it for the young women.
She said she wrote it so people could realize that girls aren't always like nice and good and they can be your worst nightmare. I'm like, that's such a like an like 18-year-old mindset. Like, calm down. That's not a good thing. Like, this is also something to be proud of. I'm a fucking nightmare. Like, oh, congratulations.
Oh my god. The song's a fucking bop though.
Yeah.
On my birthday this year, I had a party at my friend Logan's house. Samara was there. Samara brought
it was a banger.
And shit. It was a fucking banger.
There were so many people. It was Project X.
There were so many
party.
People there.
Just kidding, it wasn't.
There was like
but
four
it,
of
but
us.
It was fun.
there was two of them.
two of them.
But
anyone that mattered was there.
But I was like on Molly, like I like came up and like instantly like they like let me play the new Halsey song, and as soon as the chorus hit, I was like on the ground banging my hand like on the ground like a fucking psychopath, and like it was like probably the
I
best.
I need a record to have a record to my mind.
Yeah.
Are those even the words?
Close enough.
Okay.
But I was like,
sorry if that hurt your ears if you're listening.
Did you see the audio file?
It's like scream. The heart monitor is like.
I was just like fucking banging like my hand on the ground like I was at a fucking like metal show or something.
Like he was keeping a record of the wreckage in his
mind. Exactly as if I was keeping a record of the wreckage in my mind.
Should we take a shot on the pod?
I have been. Have you not been watching?
Another. Well, now you've caught up with me.
Two of them?
This is my fourth.
Four of them.
24 of them.
No, I shouldn't drink. Drinking's
just,
bad for
you're
you.
You're drinking
I'm
that
just
right
kidding.
Now,
I'm just fucking kidding.
Okay. But like I'm not gonna drink this week, but starting tomorrow.
I want to like lose 3 pounds. That's why. 3 more pounds.
Okay.
And like
I need to lose
week,
like
weeks where I drink,
weeks.
I can't lose weight. Like I lose weight if I don't drink for a week. And, like, I keep it off.
It makes me me less lazy, and I am more prone to exercise and eat healthier if I'm not drinking. It's not, like, just the drinking. It's everything else.
For me, it's my food habits. Like, if I don't drink, like, the next day I'll be like, oh, I want, like, a fucking, like, kale salad with shrimp. Or, like, do you know what I mean? Like, like, it's just, like, drinking makes me, like,
wake up. I want a green juice.
Yeah, exactly. Drinking makes me wake up and
apple
go.
Apple cider vinegar.
Exactly, yeah. Drinking makes me go Big Mac as soon as I wake up in the morning.
No, but
or like large Powerade.
No, but that makes sense though, because when you're hungover, you want to have
I don't know how true that is. I don't know if that's like a
why do people say that?
Fact.
Is that a myth?
Because I think when people are hungover, they're just gross ass fucking like dirty people.
Like you're just lazy.
You're just lazy and fucking dirty, and you fucking Uber Eats McDonald's. I Uber Eats McDonald's this morning.
I've done that at my last place. I remember Brianne did that once, and she got, like, three separate sandwiches, and one of them was, like, the fish filet.
Do you guys want to hear my McDonald's order this morning? So, woke up. Obviously, I was hungover because today I didn't want to drink. So, like, obviously, last night I drank too much. I didn't drink too much, but it was, like, the end of a bender. Like, this, that, the other. Fuck it. So, I ordered fucking McDelivery, as you can see fucking behind.
McDelivery?
Yeah.
Because you were McHungry and McHungover.
And I got, this is so fucked up. I got, and I had to edit the first episode today. Like, I had to finish editing it. And, like,
you had to do work. McWork.
Yeah. Yeah, and I had, McWork. And I had to set up the, like, hosting platform and shit.
Sorry,
like that.
I'm gonna take a McShot.
Wait, yeah, let's take a McShot, then I'll explain what I got from McDonald's.
McTito's. McVodka.
Do you want this?
McTwo of them.
McTwo of them. Oh my god, okay.
I'm gonna chase a McHerbert's McLemonade.
And it's McDiet.
No, I have a thread on Twitter that's like fake McDonald's items, and it's like McQuail eggs and like McSwordfish and like bullshit. Like, anyway, sorry.
That sounds so sick. McSwordfish.
Yeah, that'd be
so
good.
My McDelivery this morning. Ow. Move this.
At least I closed it.
My McDelivery this morning, I got. Okay, so McDonald's is like thing this summer is that they have like best-selling items from different countries. They're like putting them on the American McDonald's menu. So, like, right now,
they're so worldly. McWorldly.
So right now for Spain, it's like a bacon aioli like burger with like onions or some shit. I don't know. I tried it. It was bad. I didn't try it this morning, but I've tried it in the past and it was bad. They have
That the one that you had when I was with you?
Yeah, the Spain burger.
You didn't like that one?
I called it. It was bad. Yeah, it was really bad. So they have that. They have for the Netherlands or some Scandinavian country or something, they have the Stroopwafel McFlurry, which I haven't tried, but that sounds fucking so sick. Like, that sounds so fucking good.
It's just a dessert? They don't have food for Netherlands?
No, it's just a dessert. And then for Australia, they have bacon cheese fries.
We should just review fast food.
I mean, I'm trying to be healthy this week. Maybe next episode. If you guys wanna hear us review the McMenu, then
the McMenu. We reviewed all the Reigns, but the quality is bad. Maybe we'll post it anyway as a bonus.
Anyway, for our Patreon.
Continue though.
So the one for Australia is bacon cheese fries, which I think is weird because when I lived in LA, they had bacon cheese fries just normally.
At McDonald's?
Yeah. Like they just
what
always have.
What country is bacon fruit cheese fries?
I just said Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, Australia. And then so what I ordered this morning was the Canadian
McCroiky.
One. It's the
McCroiky.
This is a knife. So the one I had this morning was the Canadian one, which is the tomato mozzarella crispy chicken sandwich, and it honestly was so good. I don't know if I was just like really hungover.
Of course, it had Canadian. Wasn't Canadian bacon?
It didn't have Canadian bacon.
Oh,
on
I
it.
Just made that up.
You,
I
literally,
said that.
I literally said tomato mozzarella crispy chicken. But it was really good. It had like a tomato basil aioli mozzarella cheese. I can't say that word right. Mozzarella cheese.
Monsterella.
Monsterella. Do you know what else I say fucked up? I can't say orange juice. I don't say orange juice. I say orange juice.
Orange juice?
Yeah, I say it with a CH all the time. And people go,
orange juice.
I'm like,
why can't you say mozzarella? Like Mott's. Like Mott's applesauce?
Mozzarella. Is that wrong?
Mons? No, Mott's. Like a T. I know there's not a T in it, but you say mozzarella.
Mozzarella. How's
there
it spelled?
With two Z's. M-O-Z-Z-E-R.
There's not an N?
No.
Am I stupid or something?
No, but that's just how it's spelled. I'm good at spelling. It's M-O-Z-Z.
Mozilla Firefox.
Like, what's the only M-O-Z-Z word I can think of?
Okay, so I ordered... I haven't even finished my McDelivery. So I ordered the...
McDelivery.
The fucking tomato basil fucking crispy chicken sandwich or whatever. Fuck, it was so good. It was, like, literally so good. It's the best thing they fucking have. I got large fries. I got coffee, hot coffee, as my drink.
Was it not even hot when you got it?
Nope. I actually haven't drank it. It's still in my room, just full. But then on Uber Eats, if you...
Can I drink it?
Yeah, if you want it, you can.
But I think I have other...
I have a Red Bull here, right here, too, if you want some Red Bull, but...
Do you want to save it?
For what?
Tomorrow?
No, I'll just have my Uber driver drop me off.
So it's 11:13.
At night? Oh, no.
I'm just glad we're not recording this podcast as we were doing that Periscope, because we just sounded stupid.
I don't want to talk about that. That's scary.
Anyway, if anyone watched that,
I'm sorry. This is our formal apology.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how on Uber Eats, though, if you order, like, one item, they charge you a small order fee of $2?
And I don't order stuff enough. Okay. I used to. I haven't done it in a long
time. So they do that. So I was like, oh, I'll just get something else. So I wanted to be, like, caffeinated as fuck, like, while I was, like, working and shit, you know?
Caffeinated as fuck. Caffeinated as fuck.
Nobody
gets that, probably.
I ordered a iced, like, vanilla latte with an extra shot in it. And I didn't know you could do that at McDonald's. And so I ordered just, like, two coffee drinks.
You gotta fuck me raw.
I got a D-cup fuck me raw.
This only makes sense if you actually follow our...
Our podcast with very many episodes. With a long sense of lore. And
yeah,
like,
okay. This is very meta humor right now.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Do you want this Red Bull then? No.
I don't know. Do you want it? Do you want to share it?
I mean, 11:14.
Do you want to stay up late and have a pillow fight? Part of the we go get pillows and we beat each other and you
for
can
part of the podcast.
And you can hear the
wait, I can make here, I have a pillow.
You're
it just
hit
sounds
me?
Like it just sounds like
and then you can hear us crashing into the TV. You hear shattering. We're like, oh no, we broke the TV.
Earlier, I wanted to do a joke that, like, I was listening to that, like, the hook of that Halsey song and, like, moshing and just destroying my living room. Like, completely.
We recorded and we're like, it was just like, we thought it'd be a cool video. So we destroyed the living room.
We're like a Patreon exclusive. Like, I destroy my living room to a Halsey song.
That'd be a good YouTube video, honestly.
I destroy my living room to a Halsey song. Should we do that after this?
What if Halsey, like, saw it and, like, promoted it?
I don't want Halsey to see anything I do. That's fucking gross.
Halsey, if you're listening,
Halsey's not listening.
We didn't mean it.
We didn't fucking mean it.
It's okay. We'll be so famous someday from our podcast. From our I'm Passing Away podcast with our four listeners that are our friends.
Hi you guys.
Hi Olivia. Hi Lily.
Shout out.
Shout out. Hi Brianne. Daniela.
Daniela doesn't
Coco,
listen to this.
Who said they listened? Mary.
Shout out to our Patreon.
Shout out to anyone that listened before and laughed and thought it was good. Shout out to you. This one's for you. Blake's doing, like, sign language, and he's like, another shot.
No, I don't want them to
sign language.
I did silence because I don't want them to fucking know.
Why? Don't. Blake is trying to hide stuff from you guys.
Hey guys, it's Blake. We're so fucking stupid, and we muted the audio again. And I swear it's not because we're drunk or because I'm trying to hide something from you. Anyway, you know the drill. Okay, I peed. We're back.
And we're live. I'm passing away live. I'm dying on recording. Anyway, it's time for shot number 17.
I don't think this should be an alcoholism podcast.
17? 20. No, we don't usually drink this much.
I think it's shot number, like, 45.
No, I don't remember. Let's see. It has to be...
I mean, we finished, like, two bottles of Tito's already. So...
We didn't. Blake's just kidding. If we finished two bottles of Tito's,
we'd be passing away.
We'd be. It's funny because, I mean, I don't know who watched that last Periscope. We did this Periscope and we were just so drunk, and literally probably an hour before, we're talking to Blake's roommate. And we're like, we just don't get drunk how other people do. Like, other people get really drunk, you know, white girl waste it. We're like, that just doesn't happen to us. And we're like, we think we're so cool. We're like, we wish we could get that drunk. Like, we just don't get that drunk anymore. And then we did embarrass ourselves. So
we absolutely embarrassed ourselves.
Yeah, like I fell asleep on the floor in the bathroom and just everywhere. I don't know. I
literally in every way you could possibly embarrass yourself, like while you're drunk. We did them all.
Yeah, basically.
We checked off every fucking thing on the list.
Apparently, I was talking to myself and like laughing to myself, and Blake's like, "What's so funny?" And I'm like, I wouldn't tell him. Like, I don't remember this, but I just wouldn't tell him what was so funny.
You're doing little jokes.
You're like, to okay.
You're like doing little jokes to yourself, like the whole night. And I was like, what's so funny? And you were just like,
I'm like, hee 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 hee.
I was like, okay, then fuck you.
Just a little joke from me, myself, and I.
Two of them.
Me and myself. me and my two friends. Me and two of them.
Oh my fucking god.
Anyway, I wonder how long the two of a meme will last.
I don't know. It's going pretty hard right now.
Memes are fleeting. They are. They come and they go.
So many people. Samara posted. I told you this was an alcoholism podcast. However,
it's not. But it can't. It's better than being like a depression podcast.
I have some things to talk about. Just kidding. I open up. Samara posted a video of herself, like, taking two shots and saying two of them, and just absolutely everyone on Twitter, like, that I could possibly think of, is replying two of them.
Two of them. Are you guys so glad you're listening to this podcast? Two of them. Anyway, I can't believe you still have that balloon. It lost its helium. I got like a dragonfly balloon for his birthday, and it's been a month. It's been a month.
It's been more than a month. My birthday was the 22nd.
It still even has a little bit of helium. Helium is very helium perseveres.
I think it was just a really good balloon.
I'm gonna write a letter to Fry's and tell them that they make good balloons.
They make amazing balloons.
This is a Fry's commercial, and I imagine if we had sponsors.
I mean, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
True. I'm like, I actually have an ad read coming up. Just kidding.
I think the Cumtown ad reads are so funny.
Do they do ad reads? I've never.
Yeah,
seen
no, they do, and they do ad reads, but I feel like I've seen they've talked about how people have complained about their ad read because you know they're like we don't want to listen to it, but like they make it so funny.
Really?
They make it a joke.
True fact, I've never listened to Cumtown, but all the podcasts I've listened to like have like ad reads on them.
I mean, yeah, it's all similar. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm completely fine with that.
Do they say a script?
Yeah. But they're like...
But see, Cumtown doesn't do that. Cumtown doesn't do that. I mean, I think they have certain words that they have to say, but they just, like, make it... They, like, make fun of it.
Do they, like, integrate it into the...
No. It's totally just, like, they'll cut into it, and it's really obvious, but it's, like, a joke. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like,
I feel like it's probably similar to the podcast I listen to then. Because they'll be like, by the way, we're doing an ad read right now.
They'll just be like, wow, reminds me of, like, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And they'll just start talking about it. Like, but it's, like, it's a... obvious, but
yeah, but they're like doing a joke, like they're aware of it. The podcasts I listen to go, hey guys, we're gonna do an ad read right now, I'm sorry.
And then I'm so sorry, but this is how we make money, and then they'll, like, we can't fucking do this unless we read this bullshit, fuck this product, but buy it.
Yeah, and then they'll just do it off like a script, like they'll hold a script. And I watch podcasts on YouTube, so I like watch people like their faces and like stuff. Like, I watch people, like, record videos of themselves recording their podcast.
We should do that at some point, a video one.
Hell no.
Why not?
I mean, maybe if we make more money. We're pretty. I got McDelivery this morning.
Who doesn't want to see us?
Sound off in the comments below if you don't want to see us.
Who doesn't want to see us sitting on the ground drinking shots? And Tempe, Arizona.
Just so you guys know, also, we're doing this, like, just on the concrete in a parking lot. Like, we're not inside just a house. So
you know, we're in an alleyway in on Van Buren Street in Phoenix.
Samara lives with her parents, and I'm homeless. So, like, we do this just, like in a Fry's parking lot. Like,
yeah.
With my laptop. And
I just bought crack. Samara. From the local meth head. Who's actually just me. I'm just kidding. I didn't buy it. I make crack.
You were my Uber driver.
All right. I'm taking this joke too far. Anyhow.
Okay, so, do you wanna take a shot?
Yeah. I've taken so many.
Six. Oh, you don't take one then. Just kidding.
Yes, I do. Guess who isn't going home tonight?
You're sleeping on my couch. I'm like, you can't sleep in my fucking bed. You better fucking... Okay,
cheers. All right, cheers. We're ending it by taking another shot.
Oh, no. Here. Also, if you're listening, I just want you to know I fucking hate you. Fuck you.
If you're listening to this, honestly, like... Fuck you.
Fuck you, you're dumb.
Do you have a life?
Like, you're fucking stupid.
Do something better with your time.
Yeah, like, you fucking just wasted so much time listening to this
I'm
shit.
I'm just
fuck
kidding.
You.
If you listened, I love you. And this is me giving you a virtual hug and kiss. Mwah.
Smart, you're fucking disgusting. You're making the audio clip.
Okay. ASMR, me licking the microphone. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry, you're being gross. Okay, just kidding. Yeah. If you...
Me?
If you,
gross? That doesn't happen.
If you got this far, we
if
love you.
If you persevered.
If you persevered, we love you. If you love listening to us, please give us ideas for our next podcast.
Give us money. Give us ads.
Oh, yeah. What's your Cash App?
Give us... I don't have Cash App.
My Cash App's Ultra, Ultra, Ultra. We're signing off. Bye.
My Venmo's Samuel Pan.
Bye. Love you. Hey, this is Blake in editing. We ended this, like, pure shit, but I wanted to add that me and Samara will be in L.A. Next Saturday, which is going to be the 6th and the 7th. So, request podcast ideas / or if you have ideas for guests we should hit up, let me know. Anyway, love you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.